The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Let's get your week going with everything you need to know from across the region in this edition of the St. Louis All Local from KMOX. Today is Monday, June 3rd. Our top local story. St. Louis saw over a half dozen unrelated shootings this weekend alone.
We will not tolerate this. We will not tolerate gang violence. We will not tolerate gun violence. And we're going to use everything in our power to make sure that we bring people to justice so you're not going to harm the community.
St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy, after a weekend in which there were 10 shootings with 3 deaths and 17 total victims, he says after 36 guns were seized or recovered this weekend, there needs to be changes to gun laws at the state level to help prevent these shootings from happening.
We're always talking about reasonable gun laws. Very difficult to come into a state where it's not prohibited for juveniles to carry a firearm. That doesn't happen in other states. And so I'm always pushing for reasonableness with our gun laws.
Tracy says guns in the hands of felons is also an issue in St. Louis, saying that also needs to be addressed. Les Sturman with Citizens for a Greater Downtown says he wants more than a press conference.
You know, we think we have a lot to offer in putting together a kind of collaborative safety plan for downtown. And in fact, we've done that. We've produced a 5-point plan together with 2 other groups. A couple of years ago, and it's been ignored by the city.
Sturman tells the Chris and Amy show his plan deals with problem properties, traffic enforcement, and unsecured parking lots, things he says are the root of the problem. The St. Louis NAACP is seeing a disturbing trend, nooses appearing in workplaces, resulting in African Americans feeling intimidation and discrimination.
St. Louis NAACP President Adolphus Pruitt tells KMOX this has happened every month since January.
I've been president for a little bit more than 14 years. And I've asked my predecessors experience what we've experienced for the past 5 months, at least every month this year, we've received a complaint from an African-American employee that a noose has been displayed on the workplace. And in each and every case, those employees wind up leaving that company.
KMOX reported on this earlier this year about the Missouri Central school bus worker who found a noose. An incident has also now been reported in a City of St. Louis department. Pruitt says as of now, no entity and only one company, the Missouri Central School Bus Company, has taken action. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Researchers want to install sensors on St. Louis City trash and recycling bins to track what you throw out.
The sensors will track geographic location, but are also able to tell what's been thrown out.
And for recyclables, we have optical sensors where we can detect the shape and also infer the composition. Is this plastic? Is this a bottle? Is that cardboard, etc.?
Orhun Aden, assistant professor at SLU School for Science and Engineering, says the goals of the project include to help waste management companies better allocate resources and to help residents understand their options for reducing waste. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
There's a new executive director and CEO at St. Patrick's Center, the nonprofit that provides housing and services to the unhoused. His name, Chris Stephen, to head the organization. Stephen is retired from Emerson. He replaces Amanda Lawmeyer, who served less than a year as head of St. Patrick's Center before leaving for St. Peter and Paul Community Services. It's the Battlehawks with home field advantage this weekend for the first playoff game in the Dome. Head coach Anthony Becht knows the fans. An average of 34,000 per game are a driving force.
Players are so grateful. They love coming out of the tunnel. And it's going to be special now when we come out of this tunnel in the first playoff game and see the crowd, get there early, pack the stands, be there for the intro.
St. Louis takes on San Antonio Sunday at the Dome. The KMOX Business Desk, a blip on the radar for gas prices in the St. Louis area.
The average price for a gallon of unleaded actually rose nearly a nickel over the past week to $3.37. But Gas Buddy analyst Patrick DeHaan says to expect gas prices generally to fall as we head towards July 4th. The national average at its lowest point since March, $3.50 per gallon. DeHaan says demand has plummeted after Memorial Day and refineries are cranking up production. The St. Louis average is nearly 13 cents lower than a month ago. DeHaan says the one thing that could halt the national price decline is any effect from hurricane season. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
As the news continues on KMOX.
KMOX goes in depth.
Boeing is showing off a classic fighter jet later this week that is all new. Stuart McMillan gives us an exclusive look at the next generation of F-15s that are made in St. Louis.
Arguably the best air superiority fighter available to anyone, anywhere in the world, is the F-15.
Made first by McDonnell Douglas and now Boeing, the F-15 still looks the same today, but what's under the hood is all new. Mark Sears is Boeing's vice president of fighter programs in charge of overseeing the building of the aircraft right here in St. Louis.
The F-15 looks the same on the outside, but completely different on the inside. So we took that airplane to digital fly-by-wire flight controls in 2012, put big motors in, put an awesome EW system, an awesome radar system, and it is a completely modernized airplane.
In short, fly-by-wire means the controls have changed from analog to digital, and EW is the electronic warfare, a self-protection system to sense the enemy nearby. Retired Brigadier General Rob Novotny, call sign Blender, works on the F-15 team for Boeing. He flew them for three decades as a warfighter.
It's a revolutionary step in capability, really. The way it's manufactured here locally in St. Louis, the way it's put together with digital engineering, the fiber that runs through it, I mean, it's a modern platform. It's the hottest radar on the market. Your listeners saw that radar in action on April 13th when we shot down 70 drones that were launched from Iran into Israel. That radar that's on this plane was in flight that day and absolutely nobody got through. Two huge GE motors that power this thing, and you'll see that on full display at the air show. So I'm just excited to be back with the program that I was able to be a part of as an end user, as a warfighter for three decades.
Looking at the past compared to today, you've flown them.
Yeah.
The insides, are they just like, do they scoop them all out and put new ones in, or what's the difference between the old style and the new style?
Yeah, so, you know, it looks the same on the outside. Like when you see it, you go, hey, that's an F-15.
It's the iconic F-15.
Yeah, it's
look.
The iconic F-15. I attribute that to the team that came up with the idea and designed it, got it right. You know, it's stable, it's sturdy, it is combat proven for 50 years. You know, it's got an undefeated air-to-air ratio of 104 victories to zero losses. It has served this nation and many of the partner nations for so long. So what we really did is we took everything that we liked and we made it better, and we fixed the things that our customers and us had seen as ways to make improvements based on technology and modernization opportunities. It's a whole new plane, tip to tail. So the way it's assembled is completely revolutionary, and we're excited about the way we build the airplane. It is all new guts, the whole thing. Fly-by-wire system that was paid for by some of our international sales. So I know your listeners, you know, we build airplanes for other people too. We build them for, you know, we've built them for Japan and Korea and Saudi Arabia and Singapore and Israel and Qatar now as well. And it's great to have international partners because they make investments in the platform that benefit everybody across the portfolio. So somebody wants, for example, the Saudi Arabians really were interested in a digital fly-by-wire system. So that was a massive investment on their part that was all done here in St. Louis and really revolutionized the plane. So it's fly-by-wire. And now Qatar has a fly-by-wire jet. And the United States Air Force has a fly-by-wire jet paid for through some international investments. So it's a whole new plane. The cockpit's all glass, just like you'd want in the 21st century. It's a 10 by 19 singular piece of display we call the large area display. You can touch it and move things around and double click. It's, I mean, you know, a five-year-old that's good on an iPad would be able to interact with this device. It's so intuitive. The information that we bring from all these different sensors comes into the pilot. It's very easy to manipulate and work. So we love that feature. It gets great remarks from the warfighters.
Boeing is showcasing the F-15 at this week's Spirit of St. Louis Air Show, a first in the United States with a full demo, fully dressed with mock lifelike missiles and maneuvers pulling 9 Gs.
Most air show demos you see, the jets are, you know, absolutely gorgeous and clean and painted, and they have nothing on them. So they're, you know, they're just dressed to turn. Well, we believe so much in this platform that it's got this incredible power. It's got incredible flight controls. But the one thing that also differentiates this platform is it has the ability to carry a lot of weapons. And so at this demo, you're going to see the F-15 dressed out with 12 air-to-air missiles. So in its kind of go-to-war configuration in air-to-air mode, and it is going to go out and show you that it can do 9Gs, that it can do over-the-top maneuvers with ease, that it's absolutely just supercharged with big motors. The flight controls are amazing and responsive, and you can see the handling of this platform in its kind of go-to-war configuration.
I'm Michael Calhoun. Thank you for joining us. Download the Odyssey app and favorite KMOX for news alerts.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.